new name for the girl.
I know, there's a lot of new things to call it.
Yeah.
When you say somebody's sick and they're sick right in here in your stomach, you'd say he is sick.
At his tummy.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say to his stomach or something?
Sick at his tummy.
Uh-huh. Or
if you're sick in the head, you're sick in the head.
I see.
You got a headache.
If somebody comes over and they're going to tell you something about it, and you say, he came over
and told us.
Or, to tell me, he came over.
Well, come over to tell me something.
Would you ever say he came over for to tell me or something?
He come over to tell me.
I see. Uh-huh.
I'd just be plain. I've always been.
That's the best one.
Just talk the plain way. Just he come over to tell
me. Or if you're saying something like, you have something that you want to keep, you say, well,
I'd like to keep that. Mm-hmm.
And if you said, well, he told me he was going to come, and if he doesn't come, I'm going to, be disappointed, or I will be disappointed. I shall be, or...
Well, all of them fits, all right, but I say all of them words fit.
Uh-huh. Which ones did you use?
I'll be disappointed. Go this way.
Would you ever say shall be or?
Well, I say either one of them.
Uh-huh.
Either one of them fits it.
I say.
All right, but I'd say I'll be disappointed if they don't come.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am disappointed when people don't come. I'll be disappointed if they don't come.
Uh-huh.
They said they'd come. I'm looking for them. Maybe not be disappointed, but I'd be looking for them.
I see. If you're talking about somebody and you you want to see them and you're going to be really glad, would you ever say, we'll be proud to see you?
Yeah, I'll be proud to see me.
Uh-huh. Or if somebody's acting real bad, your child's acting real bad, and you say, well, I'm going to really spank him or something, you say, I'm going to take and spank you, would you?
I think I'd take and give them a licking.
I see. Uh-huh. Really hard.
Yeah, well, I always conquered them before I quit. I didn't just give them a little tap and let them go like they do nowadays.
Well, when you talk about when you went around with your husband before you got married, what would you call that? Courting,
I guess you would.
Oh, what else would you call it? Would you call it?
Sparking.
Or keeping company?
I guess that's what they.
I see. I just.
That's what everybody calls it. I guess I would too.
Uh huh. And what do you call somebody when you talk about her boyfriend? You'd say her boyfriend. Would you say her steady or her fella?
Her fella, her sweetheart, or
her beau.
Beau or.
How about a girlfriend?
About
the same thing.
His sweetheart or.
Were there any special names for them, like Doxie or something?
I don't know. I never thought of that.
Oh,
little,
I see.
Little short name like that.
Did you like, for kissing, was there any special, like spooning or something?
Well, I've heard that.
Anything else?
No, I don't. They're spooning. I've seen that go on churchyards.
I see. Well, how about if a boy asks a girl to marry him and she turns him down, what would you say? Was there anything something funny you'd say?
I think there's something funny if she goes with him till they ask her to marry and she turned him down then.
What would you say? She threw him over or jilted him or something?
Yeah, I'd say she jilted him. And be done with it.
Uh-huh. Okay. When you say after they've gone together for a long time and then they
separate.
No, then they decide finally to get together.